So I have in front of me an incredible book. An incredible book indeed. 3 pages into this book, I knew I was onto something. Not only did I know that the story was going to be powerful, but just looking at what I was reading, I thought, okay, so this author, I've got to pay attention to. I'm now on the line with the author herself, Marlene Persson, Marlene Giolito, who is calling me. I think she's now in Cape Town, but she's definitely in South Africa. She is from Sweden.
Yes.
And the book is called Quicksand. I am in love with your work, Marlene. Congratulations on such an incredible piece of work.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you.
So,
that makes me very happy to hear.
So, Marlene, when I got a copy of this book, I think it was 3 pages in, and I thought to myself, okay, the story must be interesting, but I'm more interested in the author, because what I picked up, and tell me if I'm wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What I picked up from what I was seeing was, okay, she must be a perfectionist or something, but she is meticulous in her writing.
Wow.
And I was drawn to that. How long have you been writing for?
I'm tempted to say I've been writing for all my life, but I guess I learned how to read and write very early, and it's been my dream to be a writer ever since. But I worked as a lawyer for a long time before I started writing full time.
So, I mean, you...
But it's funny that you say that you get interested in me because I'm a perfectionist, because
yes.
Perfectionists are really boring.
No, I tell you what it is. I looked at, and I was basically looking at your technique in writing. And for me, what I was seeing was just absolute meticulousness. I mean, I was looking at what was going into your writing, and I thought to myself, okay, now I'm on to somebody who really knows what they're doing. And for me, what it means is that somebody who respects me as a reader. And I'm drawn to that. Someone who cares about my quality of time, because if I'm going to spend time reading your work, you best believe I want something worth my while. So I was drawn to that. I was very drawn to the fact that I'm looking at something and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is somebody who I may not know, but their quality of work speaks for themselves.
Thank you.
So I...
Thank you. What can I say?
No, absolutely nothing else to say. So I was looking at this, and it's a crime novel, and I'm not obviously going to give too much away, but it is a crime fiction, and I'm interested in knowing, as somebody who comes from Sweden and I think still resides in Sweden, crime, not such a big issue there. So why are you interested in crime?
I think perhaps maybe that's why we're so interested in crime literature. We use crime literature as entertainment, I guess, although I'm reluctant to use that term because you don't want to be vulgar when it comes to describing crime and writing about crime.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we are a very peaceful, low in crime, kind of calm country. If you compare it to South Africa, where crime literature is not as big, I think the two big differences are that we're further away from our religions, so we may also be using our crime novels as stories about morale and right and wrong and good and evil. Because we might not get that as much as a country that has a stronger religious profile, so to speak. And then it's easier to use crime literature as entertainment or fiction or deviation from daily life if you're not afraid in that sense for your own life, obviously.
I was intrigued by your main character, your protagonist, who happens to, no, she doesn't happen to be, she is very deliberately, I think, a woman. And I think with all the things that you are writing about here in the story, something that struck me was that it was very clear this character was always going to be a woman. Tell me why.
Yes, so my main character is Maya. She's 18 years old and she's on trial for having participated in a school shooting, and she is the narrator of my story. she's the one, we meet her at the first day of the court proceedings and we follow her and her voice until the judgment comes. And I knew that she was going to be a woman for many reasons, I guess. But also because one of the things that I want to talk about in the novel is the way media is a sort of parallel courtroom to the actual courtroom. And we have a tendency of judging female perpetrators much more harshly than we do male perpetrators, which is very strange because the female perpetrator is so much more, we hardly see her. Normally, the ones that are responsible for the crimes in the society, as we know, are the men. And but still, you will never find, you will find the Boston bomber on the cover of Rolling Stone if he's good looking enough. But that will never happen to, you will never see that kind of idolization of a female perpetrator. You will hate her and you will publicly hate her and you will judge her long before you know her story. And I wanted to use that because it's much easier for the reader, for us, for everyone that encounters a story about a horrible female character to sort of spontaneously hate her. And that was my challenge as the writer, to make her, to make her interesting and to make her a full character that we want to know more about, even though we despise her in the beginning.
And I think you also make the point very clearly around issues of gender, about the fact that not only are you speaking about the media and are you speaking about the general public with this perception, but these are even discriminations that are coming from within. So her legal teams, for instance, where she's straddling between, you are representing me, but I get the sense that you're not quite on my side, and the way you're looking at me gives me the sense that, well, you're looking at other things. Maybe my chest not really listening to me.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, everyone that she meets is you have to say, though, that the one person that she sees as her savior in, because she hates everyone, basically. She despises everyone that she meets, except for
the legal, the main guy.
Main lawyer.
Yes, yes.
The main guy, the celebrity, the one that takes on her case, the one that is old enough to be her grandpa.
Yeah.
He's the savior in her story.
Yeah.
And she looks up to him. And she also looks up to him, I think, because she recognizes a sort of despise in his way of looking at people around him as well.
Yeah.
But you know, the lawyers, when she recognizes that they are trying to present an image, they're trying to create a new image of her, and that makes her obviously very upset. Because she doesn't want to be an image. She wants to be, she knows that she is this person, and she wants people to listen to her and just listen to what actually happened and stuff like that. But they're doing their job. I mean, yes, they might be looking at her in ways that she doesn't like or doesn't appreciate, but they're still dealing with the image that she needs to deal with, in court. But she is, I mean, Maya, this 18-year-old, my main character, she's a woman that has lost everything. She hates the world. She is very despiteful. She's just very cynical, and she doesn't care whether people like her or not. At least she doesn't think that she does. So her voice is a very angry voice. I liked that voice very much.
So Marlon, one of the things that I was curious about was your writing process. And I'm going to ask you this when we come back, but I want you to just think a little bit, because when I looked at the book and I kind of thought to myself, there's no way you began from the beginning until the end. You must have gone back and forth and back and forth, judging by the amount of time and effort I know that you've put into all the other characters. Mm. So not necessarily just only your main characters, but I mean, from the first chapter, I could tell exactly who's who in the zoo, and you gave such amount of detail and time to all your other supporting characters. I thought, okay, you couldn't have known this at the very beginning. You must have gone back and added more. Did you not?
Do you want me to reply now?
Okay. We'll give you a break to think about it, and we'll do that after this. So the book is called Quicksand. It is her first, I think, in English. She's written other books before. It is a crime fiction, and the author is Marlon Persson Giliotto. You know, Marlon, you're going to have to help me with your surname. Giliotto.
Giolito. Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
So, I'm happy that you have trouble with my last name.
It's mutual, huh? It's mutual, Marlon.
Yeah, exactly.
So my question to you was, you know, I get the sense that you did a back and forth and a back and forth with the characters, because they're just so fantastically developed. And am I right in saying that you must have had to come back?
I did. Oh, God, yes, I did. One of the funniest comments that I've had, or compliments that I've gotten from readers, is a reader that told me, oh, it really felt as if you've written this book in 30 minutes. And I was like, yes, it took me 4 years, but thank you, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's been a very, very long and hard work to get where I got. Mm. I wrote some of the characters. I wrote long sections from their perspective, pages that I haven't even used. Mm. So,
what is remarkable about your book is its accessibility to a really broad audience. My sense is that it's in the nature of how you've written it. So the fact that it's coming from a first person perspective, it makes it a little bit more accessible. I don't know if I'm right, but what do people say is a reason for picking up this book? Because I'm sensing that I've been told men, women, young and old are picking this book up. Why do you think that is?
Yes, and I find it even. I haven't really. I don't know if I can answer this question, because when I talked about the book before the book was out, and people asked me, what is it about? And I would tell them, it's about the school shooting. Well, they stopped listening right there. Mm. Nobody wants to read about a school shooting. Mm. And then now this is the best-selling book in Sweden. Mm. It's doing really well in many countries, and I know that it doesn't have to do with the fact of the gruesome crime. Mm. It's not the gruesome crime that people want to read about. What people are attracted to is the voice of this young girl, or woman, sorry. Mm. Her voice of someone who has lost power over her life, who doesn't know what to do about what is happening, that just feels that the world and her family and her everyday life is uncontrollable. Mm. This is something that we can all recognize. We can all sympathize with. Mm. So she becomes a character that people can identify with regardless of age and gender And this has surprised me, yes, but it makes me very, very happy, obviously.
Obviously, the great news is now out. You're going to be going with Netflix. Congratulations on that.
We talked the other night, and you said that, oh, this would be such a good TV series. Yeah. And I jumped in my chair because I was like, does she know?
No, I had no, I had no idea.
Because this was right before it was official.
No, I had no idea.
It is, but it's amazing.
It really is amazing, but it's got all the elements of something that I would love to sit back and drink my cup of coffee and watch. It is an incredible, incredible story. I love your work. I think you've done phenomenally well. Congratulations. We're looking forward to the next one. I don't know if you'll have time between that, Netflix and everything else, but congratulations, Marlon.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Thanks very much. The book is called Quicksand. It's an incredible book, and I'll tell you why. Because here you have somebody dealing with space and freedom, gender. She's only 18, right? And all those things and crime and so on, something that resonates with all of us, absolutely everybody, and discrimination and all of that. The world is going to be buying this book like you can never believe. In fact, it's already translated into more than 10 languages already. This is a book that you want to get your hands on because I kid you not, sometime in the year, we'll be hearing big murmurs about this book in the world. It's called Quicksand by Marlon Persson Gigliotti.